Three of the five seats on Visalia City Council will be decided by voters on Election Day, November 8, 2005. In September, each of the eight certified candidates were given the opportunity to be interviewed by freelance reporter and interviewer Chris Haberman of Visalia. Each bona fide news interview is about 30 minutes in length and will be broadcast exclusively on KVLP throughout this election season. You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Jesus Gamboa.
I'm here at the home of Jesus Gamboa. And Jesus, once again, is running for city council. How many times does this make now, Jesus?
This will be my third time. Yeah, I ran in 97, and I got reelected in 2001, and I'm still learning the job, so I'm gonna go one more time.
So you have been in the position for a while. What is it that motivates you to come back again?
Well, you know, I think what motivates me is, you know, the issue that are still need to be done out there. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be accomplished. But I think that, and we'll talk about the issues some more later. But, and I think, you know, my health is still good.
Yeah, you know, my health, knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood, and my health is still good. I still have the energy for the job. You know, I still have the support of the community, my family, my employer, you know. So I think, you know, right now, you know, all the elements of, you know, all the elements that will allow me to do it are there. So why not? You know, and I still enjoy it. You know, it's fun. It's still fun for me. It's not a job. You know, it's fun. And so, you know, there's nothing like doing something that you enjoy, and I still do.
That's great. You know, you mentioned your family and your employer. You know, many people, you know, do know about you because you've been around so long. But for those people that may be new into town or listeners that may not be familiar with you, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you work, what you do for a living, and how long you've been here in Visalia and in the area?
Okay. Well, I'll just start with a general overview. You know, born and raised in California. You know, You know, my parents immigrated in 1946. From Mexico, and you know, we grew up in Kern County. I grew up in Kern County and went to all the local elementary schools there, you know, around the Arvin-Lamont area, and went to undergraduate school in Bakersfield State, and then found my way to Visalia in 1978. So, you know, we've been here since 1978.
And you're married?
We're married. I've been married, you know, for 34 years.
Oh, you know, my God.
34 years.
You just don't look that old.
Well, you know, I've been around the block a few times. You know, 34 years to the same lady, you know, a wonderful lady who's, you know, I give a lot of credit to kind of molding me, you know,
I think all married men can make that claim.
Making sure that, you know, I walk a straight line and everything, but it's been good. You know, we've raised three children. They're all grown. My oldest son, Jesse, he's an MIS, Management Information Systems, I don't know, administrator, whatever you call him, you know, in Kern County. You know, doing very well. You know, and my middle son Sebastian, he's 26. He worked for the Coahuila Water District there in North Kern County. You know, and I left Kern County, and they went back.
Yeah, what's wrong with those guys?
Yeah, we have a lot of family still. They have a lot of uncles and aunts and cousins in that area. And then my oldest son went to school at Bakersfield State too. To my alma mater, so he, you know, he kind of went back home, and I left, you know.
What about your third child?
Well, my baby, Christina, she's 24 now, and she's a first year medical student at University of Illinois.
Wow.
In Chicago.
Well, you must be very proud.
Yeah, we're very proud of her, you know. So.
Yeah, with the price of healthcare being what it is, you'll have your own doctor at least.
Well, too bad she's not going into gerontology. You know? she's going to go into pediatrics, but nonetheless, they say that as we grow older, we act like children anyway.
Oh, there you go.
So maybe she'll understand our ails as we grow older. So, you know, I have three grandchildren. You know, I have three grandchildren, Mickey and Austin and Morgan.
Are you still working over at Proteus?
I still work at Proteus. I've been there. Gosh, you know, I've been there 27 years.
Wow.
Been there 27 years. You know, kind of just I've worked my way through the organization. You know, and I'm the chief operations officer now. And you know, in that capacity, I oversee an $18 million budget. You know. About 300 employees, you know, 50 different programs, and about 25 offices in four counties in the Central Valley.
Wow. Kern That's County, grown quite a bit.
Kern County, Kings County, Fresno County, and Tulare County. So I've been around a long time. I've done a lot. You know, of course, as you know, we've worked together in the community for many years. You know,
sure, and, sure. Yeah, we go back to the old Visalia Police Activities League with Bill Whitman.
Yeah. With Bill Whitman, sure, Bill Whitman and other people. The PAL, the Police Activities League. You know, so yeah. I've done a lot of things, you know, and so all good things, you know, all in my desire to, you know, to make Visalia a better place to live, you know, for everybody.
Well, you know, now that you've been on the council, you know, I don't think anyone would dispute that a lot of things have happened over the last 4 years or whatever it's been now. And my gosh, there's been, well, I guess it's longer than four, huh?
Well, I've been on the council eight years.
My gosh. And we've seen the unprecedented growth in the area. We've seen all kinds of new developments. We've seen a new freeway go in. What do you see as some of the highlights have been of the time you've spent on the council, and how do you fit in with all the decisions that have been made? Not all, but I mean, what you think is perhaps some of the key decisions that have gone on?
Well, I'd like to, you know, I guess first state that in the 8 years that I've been on city, go almost 8 years. It'll be 8 years in November, but pretty close. And I've served as vice mayor twice.
That's right. Yeah.
And I've served as mayor once. So
right. Well, so if there's something to be blamed, it's you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, 6 out of the 8 years, you know, I've been in very key, you know, leadership positions. But of course, you know, I'm only one vote.
Right.
On the council, there's five council people, and I've served already, I think, with three different councils, different councils, and you know, and I think that, you know, a lot of things that we do, I guess, has been our ability to work together, you know, together, and you know, and trying to do what's best for Visalia. Some of the things that we've done, you know, and in the last 8 years, of course, you know. I know that a lot of us campaign on the Adventure Fun Park, you know, right here on the 198.
Right.
You know, we were looking for a project that for youth, you know, for an activity that youth could participate in. Of course, you know, we made a commitment for the Adventure Fun Park, and that's been done. The Transit Center. You know, the Transit Center was another project.
Over on the east side of town?
On the east side of town there on, I think, what is that, Oak Street? Oak and Santa Fe, I guess, you know, that was a very good project. You know, not only is it a good-looking building, you know, but I think that, you know, all the different transportation systems were consolidated. You know, now you got the, you know, the Orange Belt will goes there, the Greyhound, you know, the city buses and the transit, the local transit goes there. So the Transit Center has been a very good project for us. We completed the downtown parking structure. Right north of the Convention Center, that parking structure there,
across
the street from the theater.
That's right.
You know the Signal Street Theater. You know, so we've completed that. You know, to accommodate, you know, some of the parking problems that we've had downtown.
A lot of people complain about the fact that the hotel takes up a lot of those places.
It does, but you know, they pay for some of that. So
there you go. Okay,
yeah, they pay for
that.
Some of that.
It's
and then, of course, you know, the Signal Street Theater is something that, you know, has been built.
Right.
In the last 8 years, you know, we've tried real hard to maintain Visalia as a regional retail hub of the area, you know, and we completed the Packwood Creek Shopping Center, you know, right over here south of Caldwell out there. The Packwood Creek Shopping Center is something that we completed. You know, we've done the The Kohl's, we opened up Kohl's over here on Walnut and Mooney there. That
finally, Kohl's. Sin City became something.
Yeah, Sin City became something. Remember that? Yeah, that was an eyesore for our city. You know, for a lot of newcomers that may not know, that was an old, dilapidated, high density, multi-family apartment complex. So that's no longer there, and of course. You know, a big coup for us has been working with Cahuilla Delta Hospital, a healthcare district, and keeping them downtown.
Right.
Keeping them downtown, and of course, you know, now they're in expansion mode, and they're going to be building a new heart center there, and they're going to be expanding. So there's a lot of things. You know, another important thing that we've done is bringing a little bit more reliable air service to Visalia. You know, we just recently just completed a contract with Scenic Air.
Right.
With Scenic Airlines, giving us...
running to North Las Vegas.
Yeah, giving us air service to North Las Vegas with connection out of McCarran International there. So those are some major projects that we've done over the last 8 years. And, of course, you know, that I think have contributed significantly to a lot of Visalians are prospering.
You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Jesus Gamboa.
Well, during that period of time, Jesus, did you find yourself in a situation where you were on the other side of major issues, where perhaps, you know, the council went one way, but you were standing on the other side, or perhaps you were leading a majority where, you know, there was a fraction of the council that didn't agree with you?
There's there's some projects, you know. I think that, you know, in general, I think the council, you know, all the councils that, you know, I've worked with over the last 8 years have been on the same page. But there's been maybe a handful of issues a year where we kind of disagree, you know, and a lot of it, you know, a lot of our disagreements have been on growth on the peripheral, you know, on how to grow along the scenic corridor.
How would if I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but if I recall that when it came down to the vote, for instance, on the Automall moving, being able to be established out by 99, that you eventually voted against it.
Correct.
So how would you say that you differentiate yourself on those peripheral growth issues from some of the other people that are on the council?
Well, I think part of my arguments have been that, you know, I still like to see a lot of open space as we come into Visalia, you know, heading east. You know, I still think that a lot of Visalians, at least what I hear, that a lot of Visalians, you know, the person on the street, know that, you know, we still want to maintain kind of our rural character coming into Visalia. You know, I think we still want to see our open space. You know, we still want to see our peach trees, you know, and our plum trees, you know, and our little alfalfa fields, you know, and our cotton. You know, I think how I differ, I think, is that I like to see a soft entry into Visalia. You know, and not one where we're gonna come off of 99. You know, whether you're coming in from the north or you're coming in from the south, and not come in to a big, you know, a big retail shopping centers or to a maxillion lights to welcome you, you know, into Visalia, or to have an auto plaza where you're gonna have cars flipped upside down and people trying to sell cars. You know, I think that there's still a lot of people in Visalia, and I'm one of them that would still like to maintain a subtle, soft approach into Visalia, so that, you know, when we get into Shirk Road or Acres Road, you know, that we've had a good little, nice drive, about a 3 mile nice drive to Visalia before we start seeing, you know, the some urban effects, you know. So, you know, that's how I differ. You know, on the auto mall, you know, I voted no. I was on a 3-2 on the losing end of a 3-2 vote. Councilperson Wendy Rudy, when she was still here, she and I voted no on the auto mall. And I don't think I was voting, you know, I wasn't voting no on the auto mall per se. I just didn't like the location. Okay, you know, I still think that the auto mall should, you know, we should do everything we can to develop the auto mall on Ben Maddox. I think, you know, I think right. those auto dealers have been very prosperous there, you know, and you know, I don't think that people buy cars on an impulse. People shop, you know, and I think that people are going to drive to Ben Maddox and you're going to drive elsewhere. But I think that we had a compromise. We had a compromise location that was going to be here on Shirk, in 198. But, you know, the development community changed their mind. And all of a sudden, where, you know, I was supporting the one here on Shirk, on Acre, or in between here, in the middle between Acres and Shirk. I was supporting that one reluctantly, but, you know, in the spirit of cooperation and compromise, I was willing to go here instead of Plaza Drive. But when they shifted overnight, they shifted their location to Shirk, then I really felt that I had to step up and I had to vote no, and make it clear that I wasn't going to accept that. So there have been positions, you know, where, but again, you know, a lot of it has been just on growth on the peripheral. You know,
what would be some other issues about growth on the periphery of the city that you think have
the construction industry is doing great, you know, and housing is booming, you know, and you know, we've had record growth in construction since 1996. You know, every year for the last 9 years, we break the previous year's record. You know, and this year in 2005, we're on track to break last year's record. Last year we had, you know, in new single family housing, you know, we built in 2004, we built 1,104 units, you know, and in 2003 we built 994, and this year already through the end of July, you know, we've built 769, so we're on track to break last year's record. So we've had good growth, but you know, I think that pushing the boundary too far north is something that's beginning to be popular right now. You know, we built the Shannon Ranch. You know, the Shannon Ranch, I think, is about a 800 acre project. You know, that spans from Demaree all the way to Highway 63. And there's people that want to keep pushing north.
Where is that, around Reagan
northwest corner of Reagan and Demaree? People still want to be pushing out there, you know. And what
is your position on
that? Well, my position is that we got prime agricultural land out there, and that we don't need we have plenty of infill land right now. Mm-hmm. We have plenty of tentative subdivision maps already on the book. We have about somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 lots already approved for housing
inside the current boundaries
of the current boundaries
that have not been built.
They have not been approved and built. You know, mm-hmm. and according, you know, even if we continue to build at record numbers, that's a 5 to 6 year surplus. You know, mm-hmm. and that's not counting what we may have, you know, already working its way through the process. So my position and my argument is that we have enough land to build housing, and we're doing very well, that we don't need to be pushing further north.
Well, why has that happened then? Because I keep hearing from folks, oh, we ought to be doing infill, we ought to be doing concentric growth, whatever all these things mean. But in other words, that inside the city we have plenty of locations we ought to be filling in before we grow outside. If that's the case, then why is all the growth happening and all the annexing of new land and all these developments outside the city?
Well, I think why it's happening right now, because the economy is doing good. You know, the economy is doing good. You know, money is still cheap. You know,
but why won't they build? Why isn't the building going on inside the city limits then?
Well, you know, because maybe there's, you know, maybe some people don't have the land. You know, certain people, you know, the land is under certain people's control.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So people who want to continue building, of course, they're looking for new land. You know. And you know, and mind you, you know that you know, we're going to grow. You know,
yeah.
You know, I'm not of the position that I'm anti-growth. You know, we're going to grow. You know, we have to grow in order to, you know, to survive. You know, any community that doesn't grow And even as individual, you don't grow, you know, you're going to die, you know. So, you know, so I'm not saying, you know, let's not grow. What I'm saying, you know, and I'm going to continue to say, is that let's follow the general plan. You know, let's follow the general plan. Let's build communities. You know, what's going on right now is that we're building a lot of little projects.
Right.
You know, we're building projects within each other, but we're not connecting projects.
There's no connection. When you say connecting with, you mean with other kinds of services that people will need?
The roads got to connect.
Right,
we're building projects, and we're building walls around everything we do nowadays. You know, and, I understand the safety concerns of people, but you know, there's no connectivity now. If you live on one project and you got a wall, and your son or daughter want to go visit a neighbor in another project, you got to get in your car to go all the way around. Whereas if there were connectivity, you know,
right.
roads connecting to other projects, and you know, and there we had, you know, instead of block cul-de-sacs, we had openings in the cul-de-sac. We had little paseos
mm-hmm,
where people
mm-hmm.
could maybe at least walk through the paseo to go to the other neighborhood,
right.
ride their bike there. I mean, you know, I think it'll serve a lot of good, and that's what I've been, arguing for all along. Is
right.
that let's make projects. You know, that are connected. You know, let's make projects that follow policy. You know,
right.
Let's build communities. Right now in the north, I voted no against the project that I was talking about earlier.
Right.
I voted no against it, but at the same time that I voted no, I said let's do a comprehensive plan.
Right.
Let's do a comprehensive plan and let's look at now before it's too late. Let's look at what we're going to need as far as schools, what we're going to need as far as roads. Are we going to need as far as retail services out there,
right.
you know, and et cetera, et cetera. Let's think it out in advance and not just doing projects. And I think what's happening is that, you know, the process becomes very political, you know, and, you know.
You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Jesus Gamboa.
In what respect do you think it's
well? You know, people know how to count. You know, people know how to
yeah.
count on the city council, and you know, if you think you can get 3 votes, you know, and get your project through, then let's get it, irrespective of what the general plan says, irrespective of whether there's connectivity and whether or not there's adequate services.
Is that why the general plan has been amended so many times? I understand it's been amended some incredible number of times
it's amended. You know, and a lot of it is good. Don't misunderstand me. You know, a lot of it is good, but a lot of it is also not done in a comprehensive way.
Okay.
You know, and all I'm saying is that let's take a look at the big picture and let's plan. Let's plan our growth.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to us about, you know, other things if you'd like. You know, we have about, I don't know, maybe 4 minutes
okay.
or so left. Are there other issues that are on your mind that you'd like to have our listeners, hear about?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of things that we're working on
mm-hmm.
right now, and I think this is probably one of the main reasons that I want to run for re-election. You know, and basically is that, you know, we're working right now on the we're working right now on the Civic Center Master Plan. You know, and I know that there's been some meetings. Matter of fact, last night there was a meeting. I want to encourage the community to come out and participate. You know, and let us know. You know, let us know what you're thinking and how
that was about the development of the new Civic Center
Civic
on the
Center.
East side of town.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So you know, get involved in that. There's going to be opportunity for discussion on how the scenic corridor, the 198 scenic corridor, is going to look, you know, in the future, you know, and how we should develop this entry that I'm talking about into Visalia,
sure. yeah.
on the north and south side of 198 west of Shirk. You know, I like to encourage the community to get involved in those discussions. You know, help us out. You know, give us your ideas and don't let all the decision making put it on our lap, but let us know what you're thinking, and because I think it's important. We're going to be building another parking lot, you know, another
Where's park that gonna be?
On West Acequia, where the Buckman and Mitchell
okay.
offices are
mm-hmm.
there. You see some construction going on there. We're going to be building another parking lot to accommodate, additional downtown parking, and, of course, also the expansion of the hospital, you know. We're doing that. You know, we're doing a master plan for the or the Southeast Visalia over there off of Caldwell and Santa Fe, you know, all that land out there.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Again, that's going to be a very good project. That's we're master planning. I think that's about 800 acres that we're master planning, and that's what I'm saying let's do in the north, in the northwest as well. So there's a lot of things that we're doing. You know, there's a lot of economic development projects that we're doing. You just read recently about this the VF Corporation. You know, this clothing distribution center that's coming into Visalia. You know, is coming in. We just did I think a 160 acre industrial park annexation. Again, you know, in preparation of a growing city. And making sure that we have adequate land to accommodate companies that want to come and bring jobs, to our community. So I think these are all things that we're still working on. And of course, public safety, you know, public safety.
Yeah, I understand
is always.
I understand
the
what was it, Measure T that has brought in like $3 million or something that needs to be spent for police and fire. Do you have any thoughts on? On that?
Well, of course, you know, it's a good thing. Public safety is the number one priority in our community. You know, we have to make sure that our citizens are safe, not only when they're out and about in the community, but they feel safe at home. You know, not only since 1998, you know, our police department has grown from 99 officers to 125 officers. And again, there's been a conscientious effort of the council to do that. The non-sworn personnel has grown from 45 people to 55. So the council has put a lot of emphasis on public safety. And also on fire, of course. Right now, through Major T, we're in the process of building two police substations, one in the north over there behind the new Packwood Creek Shopping Center there on Cameron Drive, and another one over here in the community complex there where the old juvenile hall used to be.
Oh, right.
So we're looking at a police station there, and we're looking at a new, brand new fire station and training facility here in the northwest, over here off of Shirk and Dole. But over here, we're looking at another fire station for the future. So there's a lot of projects that we're working on. I think something very important that people I would like for them to understand is that as we grow as a community. You know, of course, you know, there's a lot of discussion about, well, what about water?
Yeah, what about water and air?
Water and air, you know, and
yeah.
I think these are issues that we're working on, you know, addressing the air quality, of course. This is a reason that we pushed so hard for the transit center, transit center. And right now we're working real hard with the National Park Service to try to set up a shuttle system to take visitors and tourism to the national parks over there. And again, using a mass transportation system so that people don't have to go in the individual cars. And of course, you know, addressing air quality. And you know, the city has been in the process of purchasing a lot of compressed natural gas vehicles. You know, our solid weight vehicles and also some of the city fleet is also we're converting to hybrid cars and compressed natural gas. And again, in our efforts to address air quality.
What are we going to do about the water? I mean, I saw a report just this week in the Valley Voice that the water table is dropping and dropping.
Yeah.
And of course, we're getting more and more people. Do you have any concrete thoughts about what might be done?
We've been doing that. We've been doing some things about water. You know, we've been building a lot of park storm basins.
Okay.
Around the city, you know, we've been building some recharge systems. Mm-hmm. Around the city so that we can recapture a lot of the water that come through and we don't lose it, you know, to the ocean or lose it to the Tulare Lake Basin. We've been working real close with the Cahuilla Delta Conservation District and working on a water management plan so we can address the, you know, water level and water quality. What we're doing also, the city has gotten into the business of buying some water shares. In the last several years, the city has bought some water shares. I don't know the numbers exactly, but brings that we're buying water stock, so that we have water that we can replenish the declining water
from other locations
from some of the water districts around here in the area, and we're even now, you know, if an individual wants to annex land. They're kind of in exchange for their ability to annex, we're taking the water rights from them. Uh-huh. So you know, through mutual agreement, of course.
Yes, of course.
You know, so we've been able to do a lot of projects and efforts to try to make sure that we have plentiful water for the future.
You know, Jesus. So one of the, I just want to interrupt because we have just a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity if you wanted to take the time to maybe tell our listeners, you know, should you get back on the city council, maybe, you know, what your vision is for Visalia, assuming, you know, a couple of years down the line. What would you like to see for us?
Well, I've kind of talked about some of the projects that we've done and some of the projects that we're still doing. I think there's some things that we're going to be looking at in the future. We have to look at circulation. Circulation is an issue we have to address so that we don't experience gridlock.
And
you know,
traffic.
we have traffic. You know, we have to make sure that our circulation is adequate to move people around. I think for the future we have to start looking now, and we are in conjunction with the county where we have to start looking at maybe a light rail system. You know, a light rail system. You know, how do we get people from downtown Visalia to Tulare? To you know, to now Mooney Boulevard, you know, a light rail. So we're in the process of looking at a feasibility study on how to look at light rail for the next 10 years. So this is something we have to start looking at now. But you know, I think as we begin to close the conversation, I think that you know I've run on two models in the last 8 years. My first model was let's prosper together. And basically what I mean there is that, you know, as Visalia does well, you know, I just hope that, you know, we continue to make sure that, you know, we you know, everybody, you know, that we look at wages, you know, and look at, you know, look at French benefits, and we make sure that, you know, as we prosper, you know, that the community prospers along with us, you know, so that, you know, we don't, because I think that's the kind of the background to a lot of the social ills and crime. The people just ain't got jobs, you know. And I think we need to continue to work hard to create economic opportunity. And I think also, you know, saying that I've had is that, you know, let's I'm working for you. I want people to understand that, you know, my job on the city council is, you know, as your representative, and I will continue to work hard for you. And I'm asking you to give me 4 more years. You know, my record, you know, I'm not going to promise you things that I can't deliver. You know, there's 8 years of track record that I have. Take a look at my track record, you know, and you know, it's open for public review. You take a look at it. If you like what I've done in the last 8 years, I really appreciate your support.
Well, thank you very much, Jesus. It's been informative. I know our listeners are really going to enjoy listening to you.
Yeah.
Thanks, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Jesus Gamboa. As a licensed broadcast station, KVLP is serious about the obligation to operate in the public interest and to afford reasonable opportunity for the discussion of conflicting views of issues of public importance. KVLP does not support or oppose any candidate. No money, service, or other valuable consideration has been directly or indirectly paid or promised to or charged or accepted by KVLP from any person or persons or corporation, committee, association, or other unincorporated group or other entity. KVLP is not required to permit the use of its facilities by any candidate, and by policy does not grant such requests. Any rebroadcast of this unique news presentation is a violation of FCC regulations. Please email your comments to kvlp@radio.fm. Stay tuned to 101.5 for more candidate interviews throughout this election season. And remember, if you don't register, you can't vote.